Are your kitchen and bathroom remodels a little overdue? Well, now's your chance to call First Response Contracting. John Sellers will take care of you. 484-256-7136. They do residential and commercial, and they're licensed and insured. Give them a call at 484-256-7136. Hello, this is Brad Wiseman. You're listening to Real Estate and You. We got a great show on tap here today. We got somebody from New York City that is on here live stream, and we are super excited. This guy is phenomenal, and I can just tell you, I found him on Instagram, and I found him because he's doing some amazing videos, amazing things that nobody else is doing as a realtor, and I just wanted to highlight him and bring him in here. So let's see if we have him on here. There he is. You're here. Man, how you doing?
I'm well, Brad. Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
Yes, this is
intro there too. Thank you.
You like that? You like that? Well, you are pretty amazing. I have to say, you're pretty darn amazing. Your name is Jeffrey St. Aramand, and you work at Ryan Serhant. I guess they're saying, is that the correct name for the Serhant? See, I said it wrong anyway. That's all right.
Anyone else that mispronounces
it? Yeah, exactly. I just wanted to tell you that what an amazing job you are doing as a realtor, as a video producing yourself with you, your fiance, your whole company is just doing things that nobody else is doing in the real estate industry. And I look at a lot of different things. You know, I'm with a franchise real estate company, but you guys are lighting it up. You really are.
Yeah. And I tell you, that's one of the reasons we decided to come over here at Serhant. We're the only firm that has an in-house studios team. So yeah. We have on the other side of this door here, I'm actually in our podcast studio, and we have that offered to all of our agents. And we have a full in-house, and these guys are really talented. You know, I've worked with, you know, in television for a while. I'm certainly going to get into that.
Yeah.
But once I met a lot of the production people here, I was like, okay, I finally have someone that I'm speaking the same language. So
yeah.
It's great to have, you know, that support. And that's what's really important.
Yeah.
And it really allows you to open up the creative juices and do things that you typically wouldn't do. You know, so it's really great being here.
Well, it shows, because every time I look at one of your Instagram videos or anything, not only is it good quality, because it's not always about the quality. It's about the content and how you do it. You know, Hugo and I talk about this many times when it comes to producing something. You know, you could have 1080p, everything. You could be 4K and all that stuff, but your show could suck. But, you know, seriously, but if you have the talent or you have the creativity, that will actually enhance the quality of the video. And I got to say, you guys do a great job. So we'll get into that more. But I wanted to say, how in the world did you go from an award-winning sports television producer into real estate? I mean, how does that happen?
Yeah, you know, it's like it was an ongoing bug that I had, or that itch, you know. And when I was in edit rooms, and, you know, I produced for a while and covered, and I tell people I covered everyone from Tom Brady to Kanye West.
Oh, cool.
So I really ran the gamut there. And, you know, even when I was in edit rooms, you know, producing pieces, I would always have my toe, like, kind of, you know, involved in different real estate and had some deals going on. And I just felt the timing was right. And as a freelancer, you know, you can see where the industry is going. And so I wanted to get ahead of that. And I knew this was a great time. And to that point, I also knew that ultimately, in whatever genre, whatever you're doing, the idea, we're always selling something,
yeah.
You know, in some capacity.
So true.
And so the most important part of selling is being able to be a great storyteller. Mm-hmm. And that and those skills I knew would be transferable in the real estate world. And for me, it was just really finding the right firm that could really help to propel that.
Yeah.
And again, how I landed here at Serhant. And I think that's what really serves to be the differentiator for me and my fiance with what we're doing, is that we're able to tell captivating stories wrapped around the product that we're selling.
Yeah.
And I think that's what it is. And you know, we'll go into that a little bit more, but I think that's what really led to that transition. Because I knew that the timing was right, and I knew the skill set is definitely applicable in real estate.
Yeah, it really is. I was in the entertainment business myself. I mean, for a very short period of time. I mean, I wasn't doing music from the time I was 13 and until around 25. And then that's when the real estate bug hit me. And then now 30 years later, I'm still doing real estate. But it is amazing how the entertainment part of me comes out. I mean, obviously, look what I'm doing here. I'm talking about real estate on a podcast, on a video cast. So it kind of works together. But I agree with you about the passions that you have. And my dad always said too, or it was somebody else that said, maybe Wayne Dyer said something about this, is that you don't sell the product, you sell the love that you have for the product. Yeah. And I always thought that was a cool way of looking at what we do. We sell the love for what we do. We don't sell any kind of a thing. You know, we sell the passion we have. So,
and I couldn't agree with you more, because that's conveyed in whatever it is that you do, whether it be your podcast or you're doing with videos I'm doing. You know, that type of love and energy for what I'm doing, it transcends the whatever platform, and yeah. your perspective, you know, clients see that. And they entrust you that you're going to do the right thing based on your energy and where you are. And something that you mentioned earlier, you know, and I'll just piggyback on that. Gary V, and I don't know if you're a big Gary V guy, but I'm a big follower of Gary V. And back in the time when I was Gary Vaynerchuk, I was transitioning into real estate, he would always speak about the importance of video. And this was, I'd say, about 8 years ago. 8 to 9 years ago, and very few people were really doing it. And that's when, and that was the one piece for me that told me that obviously I have the skill set that can do it, but also the timing is right. And very few people are doing it, and very few people can do it at the level that I wanted to do it at. So that's what really took me up and said, you know what, this is time to take that leap of faith and jump in.
Awesome. Yeah. Well, you jumped in. All right. I'll tell you what. So when did you actually start? What year was it that you started selling real estate, or started really getting in, when you jumped in?
Really going in like full time all the way was about just about 8 years ago.
Oh, wow. OK, man, you've come far since then.
Yeah. Yeah. And I'll tell you one thing that I do that I did, and I recommend this to everyone, you know, I was at a high level in television. I want to be the same high level in real estate. So in effort to expedite that process, I thought it was so important to have coaching.
Yeah.
So I invested in a lot of various coaching platforms, you know, probably some that you're familiar with. Of course, now I'm drawing a blank.
But yeah, Keller Williams has their own. I mean, you know, Gary Keller himself, who runs Keller Williams, he has a coach. So, you know, it's like anything that they say, that it doesn't matter who it is, they have coaches.
Right. So some of the coach, Tom Ferry.
Tom Ferry's amazing.
He was huge the first couple of years to help that transition, to really learn the nuances and all the minutia of the standard transaction. And now I'm a big believer in the seller like Sirhan that we have here, that Ryan has. And in fact, I moderated a course recently for Business in the Box, the latest course that we have.
Cool.
And I moderated that, and speaking to a lot of agents throughout the country, and just, you know, imparting my wisdom and along with what's done in the actual facilitating video. And it was great. So I'm a big believer in that, to help to expedite that learning curve.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So you moving on here, you have a quote that really intrigued me, or was interesting and stood out for me. It's my clients count on me to orchestrate inspired deals for better living, managing all the moving parts. Nothing lights me up more. That's passion right there.
Yeah, exactly. That's passion personified. And I can speak to that directly. Just most recently, there was a transaction that just closed, and it was a year in the making. A complete year. And when I met that client, I told her, and the reason why she chose me when I went on the pitch is because I told her that the quality of her home and the number that I proposed for her to close at, which is what we did, was the most number that any other broker spoke to her about. And I just knew that if she followed my direction and my lead, we'll get to the finish line. And we did. Now, granted, it took a long time because of other nuances with like permit issues and having open permits and stuff like that. And Department of Buildings here in New York takes forever. But we got over that hump. But she knew then, and it was because of that passion, and to, you know, surmise that quote, that's what she saw. And that's what she reached out to me, because there were several agents from various firms that they pitched her, and she ended up going with me. And again, the video that we did for this product had over 25,000 views.
Wow. That's amazing.
We found the buyer through the video.
Get out of here. Well, your videos are traveling. I mean, that's how I found you also. I mean, you're traveling through social media because of the amount of people that are following you, and what you're doing is just different. You know, it's different. And that's what people are looking for. And there's, you know, and it's like, I say this to agents when I do some training in here and some coaching to our agents is I tell them, you know, you always have to stay relevant. What you're doing, what you did 5 years ago, what you did yesterday is not going to be relevant tomorrow. So you always have to be looking for that next thing. And I can see that you guys do that by looking at your Instagram and going back and then looking to today on what you're still on, what you're doing. Things are changing, things you're fine tuning things. And I love that. I think it's great. So let's get on to here. So you're primarily in Brooklyn and Manhattan, which is cool. You know, where do you, for those, for that marketplace, which is completely different than ours. Okay. We're about 2 hours southwest of where you are. Where do you see things going in 2023? There's so much speculation. There's on interest rates, on inventory, and all these things. Your gut feeling, what do you feel is going on?
The first thing I tell folks is that you got to realize real estate is both macro and micro. Mm-hmm. So you really can't look and listen solely to the headlines. Mm-hmm. You got to really hone in on the micro market and determine where your market is and how that impacts your market. Mm-hmm. So now, as it pertains specifically to Brooklyn and Manhattan, we have a lack of inventory. You know, so the buyers are still there. They're still interested. And what I see, to answer your question directly, where I see the market going, I think there's going to be a couple. And ironically, I just spoke to Brian Scott Cohen, one of the top mortgage brokers in the entire country. And we have something on our Instagram that we just posted about.
I saw that. I watched it this morning. Yeah.
And we do. And I there are going to be a few more interest rate hikes. We don't see it at 50 basis points, probably another 25 to 20 basis point hikes. And then when the spring market hits, we're hopeful that the Fed plays along and they start to drop the rates, and we start to see the rates dropping right in time for that latter mid-spring market. So I think right now the buyers, and the other thing that I'm conveying to buyers also is this is the opportunity, you know, to really be aggressive. You know, this is when, because the interest rates are high, there are going to be less buyers that are out there. Mm-hmm. You also have the opportunity. There are different products. You can get a 5, 7, 10-year ARM. Use these ARMs now and refinance. You know, I mentioned in the video, and it's an old, maybe even cliche. Sometimes I hate to say it, but, you know, you date the rate and you marry the old. So
we use that all the time. When I heard you say it on that video, I was like, oh my gosh. And you know what's funny, Hugo? You're Hugo's a producer for the show, but non-real estate agent or anything like that. But what's funny, he has to hear the commonalities. Do you hear the commonalities? Almost every person I have on the show, whether they're, I had a guy on from California, I had a guy on from Florida. We have a guy on from different places in the country. And what's amazing is the common denominator is, you know, date the rate, marry the home, that whole thing, you know? And it's great to hear that real estate agents are doing a great job at consulting their clients, not going with the doom and gloom, not going with the panic. No, this is not the bubble of 2008. I lived through that. It was not fun. So, you know, I love that. And you're saying the same thing that everybody else is saying, which I love.
And I think the onus lies on us as advisors.
Absolutely.
You know, to really give the appropriate information and to show your added value. This is when you're going to separate yourself from the norm, because in these times right now, you know, the benchmark for entry is pretty low here in real estate, you know, as we all know. Yep. So there are tons of people that just jumped in when it was a complete seller's market. You put something out, you know, for 2-3 days, you get multiple offers and you're gone.
Yep.
Now you really have to work and you really have to educate. This is when the cream's going to rise to the top.
You got that so, right.
Onus really lies on us across the board to continue to convey this messaging, to fight the headlines that everyone's reading. Yeah. And they just, that paralysis that everyone has and doesn't want to do anything. I think now, if you can, this is an opportunity to be aggressive. And it lends itself to negotiability now. Because once we talked about, let's say the rates indeed start to drop in the latter part of spring, everyone that's on the sidelines is going to come back on the market. And then you're going to be essentially back in the same predicament you were before when you start to pay over ask. So if you get something now, you know, and you have that negotiability and you refinance, you're in a better position now than you will be, you know, if you wait for the rates to drop.
I agree. Because right now, I mean, buyers are finally starting to get a little bit of an edge, just a little bit. And our market here, I mean, inspections are back here and we didn't have inspections for 2 years. I mean, it just was not part of the process because everybody was waiving them because that was one way to get the home that you wanted, was to waive inspections. Was it the right thing to do? Is it a little scary? Yes. But It is what it is. That's what happened. So we're starting to see inspections creeping back into the offers. We're starting to see a little bit of seller assist creeping back into the, some of the offers. The values aren't going down yet, which is good, but we're seeing some leverage there for the buyer, which is good.
Absolutely. And you know, to what we talked about before, how we have to look at everything on a micro versus macro. Here in New York, you could never get a property with an inspection contingency. Even
That's
the
so funny.
Now, granted, you can do the inspection just for your own due diligence.
Right, right.
That offer is not being accepted with a contingency. You have your, with it prior to your contract signing, you do your inspection then.
But right, there's right.
No, you get a mortgage contingency all day.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Same here. That same here. Yep.
Never at all.
But we had inspection contingencies like legit. Like it was, if you had that on there and the inspector went through and said that the refrigerator's not working, that was something years ago when it was a buyer's market. Hey, you're putting a new refrigerator in. Yeah, that's just the way it was. Right. That has changed. So that has changed. So let me go back to, I love, you did this one video that was really, really unique. It was the multiple Trisha Lee marketing video that you did.
Right.
And it was for a house, I think, that was listed at $6 million and you got 6.5 for it. Does that sound right? Is that right?
That's exactly
right. I did my homework, see?
I was just about to say, I'm working with a guy that did all his background.
Nice. Yeah. Yeah. So, but that was incredible. So that was an interesting shoot because you had her everywhere in the house.
Yeah. So that we were actually, you know,
Oh, by the way, it was not your idea, just so you know, because I saw the video where you were fighting. It's not your idea. It was your fiance's idea.
And happy wife, happy life.
You got that right.
But we were watching and I always forget this movie, but it was a great movie. And this guy was taking some type of drug or something. And that just led him to clean his apartment. And it was multiple of him cleaning his apartment.
Oh, that's funny.
I was like, hold on, this house is a beautiful home, multiple levels. They're different energy in each location.
Yeah.
Why don't we show that off and show that you can come out from your beautiful tub or you can go, you know, sit by your fireplace or, you know, wherever else. So we ran with that and that was our inspiration. And again, giving kudos to our studios team, they executed
perfection. It was cool. I didn't get to see, I just saw bits and pieces because I think you had like a little part on there, but that was very clever. I loved the idea. I actually liked you guys arguing about it better, but that was actually more entertaining for me. So I just wanted to say, if anybody wants to follow you on Instagram, it's JSA_sells, SELLS _NYC. Is that correct? Because you have 58,000 followers or a little bit over that, whatever the number is. So hopefully you get some more after people see the show. That'd be great. One of the other things I just want to talk about, you have another show. It's an educational thing. And then we're going to have to wrap this up. But Boots on the Ground, tell me about what that's about. It's like a show that you guys do on a consistent level.
Yeah, so I think what's important there, and it kind of works with the title, you know, us as realtors, we have our boots on the ground, and we are always ahead of what the media writes, because we're here in real time. So the media is reactionary. After each quarter, they'll quarter reports and see what it is, but that's not really indicative of where the market is right now. So with Boots on the Ground, we try to give buyers and sellers the pulse of the market and where it is in real time.
Good.
If you look back, we were talking, you know, I would say about a good 6 months ago about getting ARMs. You know, we saw interest rates started creeping. We were talking about getting 5, 7, 10-year ARMs then, you know. We were talking about that. We were talking about refinancing, you know, at this back then. So it's just, that's really the impetus, is to really educate, you know, our prospective clients on what we're seeing and what they should anticipate and how to then, you know, navigate the market accordingly.
Yeah, it's kind of debunking the headlines. I mean, you know what I mean? It's I would say the media sells headlines, really. That's what it is. And we sell real estate. So, you know, we have to get to what's real, which is what we do. And what they do is selling headlines. And it's not, the two don't actually come together at all.
They don't. But no. I'm going to tell you, I love that quote. I might be using it in a new media sells headlines.
Yep. We sell real estate. Yep. Two different things. Yeah. Absolutely. So I want to thank you for coming in here today, being on the show today. And I just want to say you're doing a great job. I'm going to have you on again if you would want to, because I really enjoyed my time with you, and I just wanted to let people know once again, if they you want to follow him, because he's doing amazing things. It's JSA_sells_NYC. That's his Instagram. Is there anything else you want to tell anybody as far as you know, where to find you in New York?
Well, I'm here at the Sirhan office. I'm on LinkedIn. I'm on multiple platforms. I'm on LinkedIn. I'm on Facebook. I'm starting to go more into TikTok. I need to do that a little bit more. But, you know, I think the most important message to convey is whenever there's any type of, we're far from a catastrophe, but whenever there's any type of issue happening in the market, there's always opportunity for you to gain more.
Absolutely.
Just to get more volume in the market, period. Regardless of what it is, any sector. Wall Street, the same thing is true in Wall Street. And the same thing is true in real estate. So just, if you can, consider this is the opportunity for you to be aggressive now and even as the rates start to drop. But if you start now, you know, a lot of these sellers, they're open to negotiating, and you can get some good deals. So be aggressive, and everything is short term. This entire market is so cyclical. So
absolutely.
We'll be on the other side soon.
That's exactly right. Thanks for your words of encouragement. I appreciate it, man. That is it. That was Jeffrey. Oh, my gosh. Jeffrey St. Aramand. And that name's not easy to say either, but I did it, right, Hugo? I got through it. That's right. All right. Thanks so much. We'll see you next Thursday at 1 o'clock, and we'll have somebody on the show again.
All right. Take care, guys. Thank you so much.
Thank you, man.